Man, of all days, it just had to rain like this, huh? It's a shame we had to cancel our first date together, but I don't see how we could continue under these circumstances. All I want to do is get wrapped up on the couch and put some comfy YouTube videos on. I know it's a bit strange to invite someone home with you without even going to dinner first, but, well, life happens, I suppose. This is me here. Oh, come in. You don't have to ask for permission, of course, silly. Yeah, just keep the umbrella there for now. I'll take care of it later. I'd shake it, but honestly, every time I do, it feels like I just get even wetter. I don't mean to be weird when I say this, but I think we need to get you in the shower. Normally, I'd agree and say you can skip it, but I think I'll insist this time. Oh yes you do, mister. You are too much of a gentleman, I swear. You really ended up getting drenched trying to cover me from the rain? You didn't have to give me the umbrella, but you did it anyway. I didn't exactly expect to get wet on the first date either, but here we are. Oh, I'm just teasing, okay? You look so adorable when you get flustered like that. I heard it takes a lot for a guy to blush, so don't mind me if I'm bad and poke a little fun at you here and there. Anyways, I will most definitely get you some fresh clothes considering you're squelching right now and dripping all over my hallway. You can have a nice bath in the meantime if you want. The water pressure in my apartment means my bathroom gets the water pretty warm in a very short amount of time, so you should be able to enjoy a relaxing bath. Usually, it's more annoying than helpful since I have to constantly switch between warm and cold water so my body doesn't get burned or frozen. It's kind of like going from Hoth to Mustafar if you get that reference. But I guess in this very specific case, where you need to get warmed up fast, it's a small blessing in disguise. Maybe some would say fate. Okay, just leave your clothes outside the shower. I can throw them into the wash and tumble dry them in the morning. Oh, that's if you want to stay the night instead of just hanging out. Sorry, I didn't mean to rush it. It just, I feel really relaxed around you and you're fun to be around. It's only been a few hours since I've known you in person, but I don't think I've smiled this much in a long time. I'll put your fresh clothes and the towel on the hanger outside so you can just get them when you're done. The bathroom is just to your left. Now go or you'll actually catch a cold. And that wouldn't be a very nice result from attempting to go on a date with me. Just, think about it if you want to stay the night. It's not really an issue for me and, well, it would be nice having company. Oh boy, I somehow managed to get myself ready for my first date, but this? I didn't expect us to potentially have a sleepover so soon into the relationship, especially not our first failed date. I just have to calm down. Maybe it's a good omen, and we'll work out really well. Exciting situations is what draw people close together after all. He wouldn't have prepared for a sleepover, and, well, neither did I, but the thought alone is making my heart race. Oh, I hope he likes me the way I do him. The dating stage can be so awkward, and I really don't want to screw up my chances with him. It's fine. Just stay strong and don't let him know how nervous you are. He's probably feeling pretty nervous himself, so I have to be the one in charge tonight, and make him feel as comfortable as he possibly can. Yeah, I've got this. Well, we guess I'll start cleaning my room a little and make the bed in case he is okay with staying over tonight. Have to leave a good impression. Come in. Oh, you're already done with your bath? That was pretty fast. Oh, you had a shower. I guess that makes sense. Hey, did you use my limited edition Lush Halloween body scrub? No, you're not in trouble. It's my favorite smell in the whole wide world. You trying to work your seduction magic on me, are you? Why am I saying such cringy shit? Let me distract him. Did you, think about what I said before you left to get cleaned up? If you wanted to, stay the night with me. Yeah? I'd like that very much. If you're finished with the towel, I can take it and hang it up. Hey, your hair? It seems a little wet still. Did you forget to, like, wipe it on the towel? If I may politely interject. Sir, I don't think you did a good enough job. How about I grab another towel and do it myself? Here. How's that? You like it? Well, your expressions make it seem like you're really enjoying yourself. I bet it feels pretty relaxing. My mom used to always dry my hair like this whenever I'd be done with the shower. She'd say, I'm not gonna be there to do this to you all the time, you know. You need to learn how to do it yourself, or else you'll end up catching a cold because of it. Little did she know, I would intentionally leave my hair like that so she would do it for me. I can't really explain why, it just felt so relaxing and tingly, I guess you could say. But actually, if you do it too much, it's harmful for the hair. She stopped doing it after a while. At least, that's what my mom told me. Have you ever heard that you're supposed to just wrap your hair up in a cotton shirt after a bath or a shower? You have shorter hair, so I guess it might not be so relevant for you. Just the longer your hair is, the easier it is to break the ends or cause damage. But if you have nice short hair, then maintenance is relatively easy. It smells like me? Well, it is the towel I use, so that makes sense. I hope you like the smell of me, I guess. Like the smell of me? He's not a damn dog! Oh, I'm too cringy for this. But it's interesting how you already recognize my smell so well. Either I have a very distinct smell, or you've been paying a lot of attention to me. I feel like since becoming an adult, my sense of smell isn't actually the same. I went to a school where we had the same uniform, so everyone was in the same thing. If you lost your jumper, you'd go through lost and found and quite literally smell them to find your one. I couldn't imagine the looks you'd get pulling a maneuver like that in the office. Okay, your hair seems dry enough, so I'll stop now. Aw, is someone disappointed? Okay, if you want some more tingles, we could always just do more of it. There's that word again, huh? What word? Tingles? Yeah, like the nice sensation you get when you listen to ASMR and stuff. Huh? You don't know? You liar, you so know what tingles are. You're like pulling my leg or something. You don't? But how? You're into memes and stuff. I can't imagine you've lasted this long without seeing an ASMR meme. Even the silly ones, like beating you to sleep ASMR, or Sonic Speech ASMR. That one was pretty cursed, but still a good meme nonetheless. Well, if you're enjoying it that much, then why don't I actually properly get you acquainted on the subject? If that's okay with you, of course. Just, it can be quite up close and personal, so if you're still a little iffy around me, I get it. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. You're my guest, after all. And date. You're okay with it? Well, since we have some time for ourselves, why don't we get comfy on the bed? And I'll give you some more tingles for a while. I made the bed and it's got all my plushies neatly stacked on it. I don't have too much of a collection yet, but I do have my Pokemon team, so there's that. Just move them to the side and park your little tushy. Okay, come here. I'll sit on the back and you can sit in front of me, leaning your back on my chest. That way, I can get a good reach on your head while you can still be in a relaxed position.